expression doubles every few years, radically impacting the two most important applications of biology to human welfare, namely medicine and agriculture. Studies of DNA and genes are changing how we look at ourselves, as well as the other organisms with which we share the world. I begin with a story, and I'm going to begin all of my lectures with a story, hopefully to engage your interest, but also to set the stage for the subject matter that follows. This is the story of a perfect crime, or so the bank robber thought. Jim, I'm changing the name to protect the guilty, was a bank robber who'd been robbing banks since he was age 18, and we meet him at age 35 when he's convicted of bank robbery in St. Louis, Missouri. It's 1990. Jim thought he had carefully planned this robbery so he could get away with it. He had learned from his previous bank robberies what to do. He came to the bank as the last customer late in the day. He chose a branch that was out of the way. He wore a ski mask so no one would see his face. He even dyed his red hair black so people might not identify him in that way. Well, he got away with it for about 2 weeks, and a couple of weeks later, the police were at his door. He was nabbed by the fact that he had left a lot of fingerprints all over the bank. And his fingerprints had been taken in a previous arrest and sent to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, and stored in a large database. And when the fingerprints in the bank matched Jim's, the police were at his door and they had other evidence that led to his conviction. He served 10 years during the 1990s in the penitentiary. And while he was there, there are two things that happened that are of interest for our story. First, he became a smoker. You know, it's kind of boring in prison, and I guess smoking was a way to relieve the tension while away the time. In addition, in 1998, Jim had his blood drawn and a blood sample sent to the FBI once again for what he was told were identification purposes. The FBI in the 1990s got permission to do blood analysis of all convicts who were in the federal penitentiary system. Jim was released in the year 2000, and he decided to move away from the Midwest to California. Didn't take him long to once again become engaged in his vocation, namely bank robbery. Well, once again, he approached a bank late in the day. It was a small branch. It was in a small town in California. He wore a ski mask. He dyed his hair black so his red hair wouldn't show. This time, he learned from his previous mistake, as he had before, and he wore surgical gloves so he wouldn't leave any fingerprints. As he was walking out of the bank with the loot, he was kind of nervous, so he disposed of the gloves in his pocket, actually, and lit up a cigarette. Took a couple of puffs on his way down the street to his car and discarded the cigarette on the sidewalk. A couple of weeks later, the police were at his door. And when an incredulous Jim asked the police, "How'd you find me this time?" they replied with three letters, D, N, A. You see, Jim had left some DNA on the cigarette butt, and the cigarette butt in this particular town in California was an unusual thing. In California, where I live, it's become more and more difficult to smoke anywhere in public in the last 10 years. And the reason smoking has become more difficult is that, as we'll see later on in the course, cigarette smoke damages DNA and leads to lung cancer in this case. So banning cigarette smoking in this particular town in all public places led to a cigarette butt being found by the police near the bank as being an unusual thing. And the police said, "Well, this is an out-of-towner for sure." Now, Jim left a souvenir on the cigarette butt. In his saliva that was dried up was some DNA from some of the tissue in his mouth. The police carefully took the cigarette butt, sent it to the FBI, and the FBI analyzed DNA on the cigarette and matched it in the DNA from Jim's blood that had been collected earlier on. This was called a cold hit. There was no other evidence that connected Jim to this crime. This was the only evidence they had that a previous bank robber was there.